hello and welcome. See, I didn't yell. Promised you last week I would not do it. So, your headphone users, you can thank me. I am not being a dick on the internet. Unlike Nintendo of America, which, if you haven't been on Twitter this morning or today or whatever.
Okay, they're not being dicks on the internet.
They're not. They are being outrageously hilarious. And then idiots like VG247 in Eurogamer decided to pick up their, I don't know if it's a he or she or whoever's running that account. But they posted up Pokemon Moon and Sun. And then VG247 and Eurogamer.
And quoted this Nintendo of America Twitter account as a confirming source. And it's like, no.
And if you don't really want to check it out, just so we all can get this out there, Nintendo of America is a parody account. So some credible sources decided to take this parody account at face value and was like, hey, new Pokemon games, woo! And it's coming out before the Pokemon announcement thing that's coming out on Friday. It's just like, oh, and then the Twitterverse blew up. And of course, in typical internet fashion, people got pissed off.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what they do.
Man, I tell you. Come on, people. Just enjoy it for the fun that it is. And hey, if it's really a thing, because Carrie, as you said, that those names might actually be trademarked, we may actually see that. Who knows? Either way.
Yeah, because if you actually go to the European trademark search, you can find it trademarked. So, I mean, it's just, what it was that this Nintendo of America account, they're like, yes, it's been confirmed. Here are our logos. You know, so they took the trademark and they made these own logos. They look very authentic.
Yeah.
And then put it out there. So, well, it's most likely true. The logos most likely are not. And the fact that they're confirming this is real is also not, I mean, because there is a Pokemon Nintendo Direct coming this week. And so, of course, people were wondering, does that mean a brand new Pokemon? What is this going to be? And they just kind of jumped on that. So, you know, bravo for them for a great prank. And I got to give props to Eurogamer because they're leaving their article up with the update that said, okay, you got us. We admit it. We're leaving this up because it might give you a good laugh.
Nintendo of America right now. Is also being like, hey, look, we fooled this person. Oh, look, we fooled this person. It's hilarious. But my hardest part with this, though, is that Nintendo of America is very close to the not Nintendo that Arcade Block sends out. I'm just like, oh, it's fucking with my head. Oh, man. The internet, it's such a great place to be. But we are not here to talk about parody accounts. We are here to discuss at great depth, so go ahead and go pee if you got to, because we're going to be here for at least a good 4 or 5 hours discussing this and hammering it out.
Well, maybe you are. I'm not.
No, I got shit
to do. I got shit to do, man.
I got shits to do. And our discussion actually comes, I don't know if Carrie planned it this way, but as a side note, somebody found out that in the Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 arcade games, there is a secret hidden menu that allows you to see character endings, input your initials. There's a hello screen, so there's it just says hello and then has all these people's names. It's pretty cool. And these secret menus have been hidden for 20 years. Nobody's found these things yet, and they just found it. And it's a ridiculous thing. It's like block 20 times on player one, block 10 times on player two, then alternate between the two. It's ridiculous. But that's a side note. You can go ahead and YouTube the Mortal Kombat Arcade secret hidden menus, and you'll actually see it. And as of this morning, because it came out, I saw the video was posted on the 21st. It has like 674,000 views when I saw it this morning, so that was pretty cool. But we are here to talk about Mortal Kombat X versus Street Fighter V. And, yeah, this is...
And basically, I want to talk about them, about their launch. Not about what they are now, not what they're going to be in the future, but how they were at launch.
Right. So, we'll preface this with Capcom pretty much rushed Street Fighter V out because, basically because tournaments, right? Like, I mean, we both agree that Street Fighter V is obviously a tournament game. It's not something for the single player, which
Not yet.
we say this because Capcom in December at the Capcom Pro Tour, that's when Ultra Street Fighter IV was retired, and it's like final round that's coming up in a couple weeks, and that will be the very first Capcom Pro Tour sanctioned fighting game, so that people can start earning their points and all that jazz. But it's all based on Street Fighter V now, so they kicked this game out, and there's a lot of stuff missing from it, just a lot. And the Street Fighter Alpha joke, come on, people, you can do better than that. This is.
I'm sorry. I found that kind of funny, actually.
I was.
Street Fighter V Alpha, just because they've used that, before
All right.
with past Street Fighters.
So, for those that don't know, Street Fighter V, when it came out, was very. It's very stripped down. It basically has your training mode, so that way you can go and just.
Training. Okay, there is a tutorial. There is a story mode. And then there's a training section and casual matches and online matches and local matches you can do.
So training is actually used. I use this a lot. I'll be using it when I get the guide, and it's basically where you just sit and fight a
Which
computer.
ship today?
Woo! I saw your video on that. It looks damn. I saw it in Best Buy yesterday. And was like, oh, just I kind of
I
fondled the
wanted to keep
cellophane.
it, man. It was hard. I was like, okay.
So a lot of people use the training mode. They'll put the computer AI in like jumping. So this is how you figure out what moves combat jumping. So that's, I mean, that's a standard thing. The story mode, I haven't even taken a look at that because I've already heard that it's so nothing. And there's actually a story mode coming out down the road. My big, and then you have the, so there's no real single pl there's like no arcade mode. There's nothing that you can actually do to just fight whatever. It's you go
You
into.
can't just plug it in to hang out with the CPU for a little bit to
All
practice.
right, so it's basically go online, which the streams that I've been watching have been pretty. They got their net code down pretty good, so I haven't seen a whole lot of people complain about lag. Yes, when it launched, the servers were shit. It's
Which always happens. It's
kind of a thing,
okay.
right? We should all be used to this. When a game launches, that's depending on internet servers. They can beta test the shit out of it, but once you let the mass horde of people on, it's gonna crush the servers. But they've, from what I've been able to tell off my Twitter stream and from some of the FGC community, they've hammered that out. They're
They
really getting
fixed
it.
it in 2 days.
They've got that ironed out. So, and from what I've been seeing, the net code is pretty solid. There haven't been a whole lot of people complaining. There have, I when the game first came out, yes, I saw a couple people have massive frame drops in lag, but it was so, if I watched, I don't know, I'd say like 4 or 5 hours when the game launched, and I was watching a guy in Europe play it, and he had maybe two matches where the lag really kind of came into play. Street Fighter V, when it launched, yes, even I can admit it. To me, it's like half of a game, and now we're just waiting. But on the other hand, they had to get the game out because Final Round is coming up. The very first sanctioned Capcom Pro Tour thing is coming up, so you have to get it out so that way people can play it. I think this is really terrible planning on Capcom's part. To me, it's just shit. I mean, they're getting so much bad press because of it, but what they have out right now is a pretty solid product as far
Oh,
as what the fighting game is.
it's totally it, and that's one thing I put in my review is like, and really the best metaphor that I saw for this, I think it was PC Gamer who wrote this. I apologize if it's not. They said that Street Fighter V has this part has this fantastic foundation, but you can't help but see the bare scaffolding around it. And they're right. And they're right. The foundation is solid. I have to say, for a fighting game, this was the very first fighting game I've ever played. Oh, and I suck at fighting games, by the way. Just, I'm not trying to say I'm some fighting game guru, but this is the very first fighting game I've ever played where when I was trying to teach myself some of the big combos, I could feel it click into place. And I felt like there was no button lag. Like it was it was in there. Like, I wasn't constantly pressing square. Like, will you please notice I'm pressing square? I never felt any of that. And I was actually able to get some moves that I've never been able to get, you know, some little more complicated combos that I've never been able to do in past games. And Chris and me, I was like, I'm awesome. I go to online matches and then people laugh at me, which was kind of funny. But I mean, for that, I mean, it's very solid. Like, all, you know, the roster is small right now. It's only 16 characters, which they're going to release more content over time, which kind of goes back to the, it's an incomplete game. But the 16 characters they have are solid. Like, it, all the combos are there. They feel good. It's easier to find your groove with a character because there is no button lag, because the inputs are so great. And I mean, mechanically, this game is probably one of the best fighting games I've ever played. And I'm a diehard Mortal Kombat person, and I'm like, no, this is better.
Yeah, and they another aspect of, they definitely made it more tournament based is, when I started playing it, I started texting you all, like, mm-hmm. I was trying to do some of Vega's charging moves, and they don't exist anymore. They're all just button presses. And I was hard pressed to find a whole lot of charge. There's, is it Rashid? I don't think, maybe it's Rashid. I forget who it is. No, it's the, I forget what his name is, but the guy that has the giant glowy hair when you trigger his V-trigger. He's a charge character. But, like, charge characters aren't really in here anymore. It's, you can definitely tell that the way that they set up this fighting system now for at least tournament play is that it's, if you're cautious, you'll do all right. But it definitely rewards those people that will jump in and take the risks and just go to town on somebody. So, yeah, I know you're looking for the guy. I forget what his name is. I would fire up my
PS4. I'm looking through your texts because you had
I don't think I mentioned the character name, but, you know.
Did you said Blanca, Guile, and Bison, Cammy, and Vega were all charge? Oh, no, you didn't say. You just said five at most do charge moves. You didn't say which ones.
Yeah. It was really hard to, and so they changed up a lot of that. They also took out moves. You know, they took your basic Street Fighter formula that a lot of people have been, you know, using for many, many years, and really just stirred the pot and just mixed it all up. So, I mean, Bison plays totally different. Vega plays different, which is great because I always really enjoyed Vega, but he was always a subclass, sub-tier, as they say, so you never really saw Vega getting to the finals as far as, you know, characters that people would play. But now he's changed up a lot. He's a lot faster. You can actually put your claw down yourself, and it changes up his fightings. The new characters are great. The one thing out of all of, you know, I can deal with changing up how characters are. I can deal with the fact, and let's, all the stuff that's coming out, like the single player, the extra, what is it, six or eight characters that are coming out over the next couple months, all that's free. It's not like Capcom was like, hey, we're going to charge you $2 for a Guile.
Oh my God, can you imagine the outrage?
Oh, it would be terrible. At least they got that part down. And hopefully they're doing this just so they can rebalance it. And it also forces people into trying out some of the new characters. The one thing that I can't let slide is the damn screen door textures. Which, if you don't understand what the screen door effect is, it's basically all these little black lines. Like, if you're staring at a screen, you see all these little black lines. Well, when you're playing the game, it looks really beautiful until you notice, like, if a character gets into a shadow.
It's the close-ups. It's really the close-ups. You look at the shadow, and you're like, what?
And it's,
dirt? Like, yeah, what's on you?
You're just looking at this, like, a texture that's been screen-doored, and it's terrible. And I'm like, how is this even a thing? So hopefully they can patch that shit up, but, you know, Street Fighter V, when it launched, and what it is at this current iteration, is it is a tournament-based game. This is going to be what Capcom, they're forcing players into the tournament setting, and that's what they went with.
Yeah, basically what I've said, and in my review, was that, you know, if you are trying to train for a tournament, or the ranked matches mean a lot to you, buy the game now. If you're looking for more of an arcade or a single player experience, or you just want to be more casual with it, then wait. That's I mean, it's going to be good when it, it's good now, and it's going to be even better when the whole thing, it just depends on what experience that you want. I'm not saying don't buy it. I'm just saying buy it maybe later if you're not ready, if you're not trying to get those ranked matches.
Yeah, know what you're getting. So if you're looking for that single player story kind of mode, or just like going through a random people to, or random roster of CPU characters to fight, ain't gonna happen. If you're one of those people that just wants to get online and start schooling people, buy it now, because it is solid, and they've improved on it since they've released. They fixed a lot of the major issues that they've had at launch. On the flip side of this coin, we go to Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat, fantastic game. We both love it. In fact, I'm going to be investing in the new characters, the new character pack DLC, whenever I can actually jump on PSN, and I think it's available now. You don't get the characters now, but I think I can order it, so that way at least when the characters come out, they start dropping into my my game.
I wonder if it's part of the season pass.
Unless they released a new season pass, it's not. The season pass was just for the first four characters that they released, so.
I shouldn't say anything, but.
But if we look at Mortal Kombat, that game came out with a ton of content. You know, it's all Mortal Kombat have always had the crypt, so you're always farming for the coins that we can go in the crypt and do that. Their story mode was actually pretty solid.
Really good.
So, you know, it was one of the things that a lot of the reviews when it came out was like, holy crap, they've actually got it halfway. I mean, it's a fighting game, so don't expect some sort of in-depth, you know, gonna make you cry at the end kind of story mode.
No. It's nothing like that, but not only was the story mode, was it actually a good story, but, you know, it was hard, and you could tailor it, like, you could change the difficulty. Like, if you're, like, a brand new person, you could take it down to, it had, like, from very easy all the way up to, like, you know, crushing difficulty. I think it was called probably with a K or something different. But you could really tailor it to how you wanted to play, like, if you were learning. And when you went into the training mode, like, it would tell you, like, do you want to learn this fatality? Here's how you do it. It was just, it really tried to teach you how to play. Versus, I mean, granted, if you did the story mode, it just kind of threw you in. You're like, oh, shit, what do I do now? But at least, though, there was more opportunities to practice and use every single character. Whereas Street Fighter V story mode, like, I even have a video on Action Trip where I have a flawless victory and I just do the light punches and kicks. You can't do that in Mortal Kombat. Not even on the easy modes, you can't get away with that. But there's more to it than just the story. Like, you could just do, you know, CPU matches. You could do the test your might. You could do the towers. Oh my gosh, the towers! If you don't want to play online matches, go do some towers. You can do this, you know, the character towers, or go do like the online towers, or.
Well, they have the faction battles, which every week is constantly changing. So I mean, it gave you a reason to like pick a side. Figure out which one and it's great now because those faction battles are constant, like the winners constantly changing, so it's no longer one-sided to one particular, because it's like Shaolin for, you know, Scorpion or Sub-Zero or whatever, but you know, you have like, you could do that. There's just so much to do in this, and there's still a ton of content in there, you know, just looking at it, but their netcode is shit. And they've been trying to work on that. So we're playing online matches. The lag is still, there's still lag. So, and you just, if you're playing online, you just get used to playing with lag and you change up your fighting thing. But it hinders people that want to take this into a tournament type setting, because you get used to playing with lag. You know, you start trying to find, and it's hard nowadays because, you know, you may, one of your FGC buddies may be out in California and you're over in New York. I mean, how do you get in a room to sit down side by side and do the, you know, side by side fights? Yeah. But.
And the button inputs aren't as tight. The controls aren't as tight as they are in Street Fighter V. Because, like, I still feel input lag. I still feel like, even though I'm trying to learn some moves, that my hands are kind of mushy versus Street Fighter V. I never once felt that.
Well, the Street Fighter series have always been really good at having fluid type of move sets. So that way it was, you know, it was like, you go towards, then down, down, towards. So it's really easy to do that quarter quarter circle. Whereas Mortal Kombat, it's like towards, back, up, down, block, punch, and then you get something. And you got to be a foot sweep away. You know, they brought that back, which I really did not enjoy. It's like, oh, we're doing the fatalities where you have to be X distance. Okay. So.
But, yeah, it's one of the best lines from Honest Game trailer is like, what the fuck is jump distance anyway?
But, yeah. So, very stark contrast as far as content when the games both came out, because, and I forget how many characters. It was 20, I want to say, characters in Mortal Kombat.
It was 20, and then they've kept on releasing now. But then again, what they've been releasing has been DLC. I think there's been some free.
Yeah, the costume packs. A lot of the costume packs have been free.
I've been getting those.
But
like, you know, like Jason and Predator and all that, like that was part of a DLC pack.
Yeah, and you could buy the characters. I mean, you didn't have to buy the. I think it was like $20 or whatever, but you got four characters, $5 a character, and those have all been good. Now we're getting Alien and Leatherface and Borracho and Predator's already out. I forget who the fourth one, but you know, so at the end of 2015, Mortal Kombat X had 24 characters. By the end of this year, you'll have 28 characters to play. They help. You know, they all play relatively differently from each other, so. But, you know, the one thing you didn't hear when Mortal Kombat X came out was people complaining that it was half of a game, because there was just so much
content. There was so much content. There was always, one thing I loved about Mortal Kombat 10 was that there's something for everyone. It was totally encompassed every type of fighting game fan. Whether if you wanted to play online, go do that. If you just want to do the factions, you can go do that. If you want to practice your brutalities, you can do that. Go do the test your might, which was, you know, kind of just this little button mashing thing, and then you'd watch the hook come and sever your head. Or just go do the towers. Like, there was, like, for a long time, I would log in every day at lunch and run through a character tower. You know, just, it was Street Fighter V, like, I guess. I guess I can go do some casual matches. I can go do training today. There's just nothing there for me right now, as much as I enjoyed what I played.
And again, this is really just, I really wish Capcom would have just carried Street Fighter 4 through half of this year, so that way they could have finished off Street Fighter, like actually finished it off, given us a full game instead of making, because, you know, I'm going to play it. But I'm not going to play it as much as I would have if I could just have a, you know, just run through CPUs and start practicing moves, not set up a training dummy. But then when you do the training dummy, like, you have to tell it what you want it to do. So, okay, I'm going to have it jump now. Okay, great. I want it to jump and attack at the same time. I want it to jump, attack, and block. I want it to do all these different things just that way I can start getting used to reactions and do all this. And it's just, it's not there. But now I have to go online to do that? I don't really want to sit there and start trying to train online.
That's why I volunteered to be a punching bag. I really should have, like, changed my fighting ID to punching bag instead of crunchy chocobo. That way people could just be like, hey, and I'll just, you know, kind of, I'll just sit there and punch and kick and jump at you, and then you can practice all your cool moves on me, because I'm never going to be any good at this. And I'm fine with. And also, I don't have the time to sit and practice. I just don't.
So, it's just, I don't know. To me, this is terrible planning. There's part of me that's like, okay, I understand why they did it, because it's the new Capcom
Pro Tour season. Well, yes, I totally understand, but they shouldn't have planned it that way. They shouldn't have pushed out a game that wasn't ready. And I know that they wanted to say goodbye to Street Fighter 4, but, you know, maybe they started the new season later, and, you know, something.
Yeah. And I don't think this is going to be like what we saw with Ultra Street Fighter 4 when it went to PS4 and Xbox One. And before EVO, they're like, oh shit, the game doesn't work, right? We're going to just switch it back to the Xbox 360 and the PS3 until we get our shit fixed. And then, you know, a couple...
Someone go get them out of the closet. Yeah. Dust them off.
and I forget, Capcom is just terrible at planning, because... You know, last year, right before EVO, they were like, okay, we're switching over to PS4 and Xbox One. And then they released the game, and everybody's like, Input lag, the game sucks, it's broken, it doesn't work. And then Capcom, right before Evo, was like, yeah, we fucked up, so just do this. And then after they got the game fixed, then they went back and was like, okay, do this. So Capcom, not really great at this whole planning thing and making things work. So,
well, no, they're not going to bring back Ultra Street Fighter 4 until they finish the game, because what they have is solid.
Yeah. So it's so, because it looks good other than the screen door, and the fighting is so tight. It's so solid and so good. Man.
It's so good.
And,
like,
the changes make it like, it feels so fresh and new now, because old characters play differently. So it's they instead of Street, like, if you look at the tournaments from last year, Mortal Kombat was always a lot more fun because it was so aggressive, and the matches took, you never really saw timeouts in those. It was always just up in your face, and the players would just beat the shit out of each other, and the match was done in like 15 seconds. You know, I'm just kind of summarizing that. But whereas Street Fighter, he saw a lot of timeouts. The matches were long and drawn out. There was a lot of, okay, I'm going to throw a ton of fireballs, and you're just going to jump them, and then every once in a while you're going to do an EX fireball and hit me. And this, it doesn't feel that way. There's, like, you know, there, it's still a very cautionary kind of play style, but it definitely rewards you for getting up in there and trying to beat the crap out of each other. There's a very good risk versus reward here on this one, but and we'll see how this plays out in tournaments. The final round, which I believe is in Georgia. It's in March, so it's right around the corner. So it'll be our first actual, you know, time to see what happens. And players are still figuring out characters. So I like what they have, and I like the foundation that they got, but there's no house. We're looking at walls. We're staring outside going, when do we get our sighting?
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, like you said, if you're going to buy it, make sure if buy it if you're going to play online and you like that kind of stuff. If you like the single player, you're better off. It's like June or July when the actual single player campaign kind of comes out, if I remember correctly.
I want to say it was like 4 months, so June, yeah, May or June.
And it still feels like they're doing that just to force people into playing online to prepare for the tournaments, just to keep a tournament mode type of game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe you release, because Capcom, let's face it, you're going to have Street Fighter V, then you're going to have Street Fighter V Turbo, then you're going to have Ultra Street Fighter V, then you're going to have Ultra Cast. So, to me, why didn't they just do something like, this would be Street Fighter V Tournament Edition? Because that's what this is. It is a Tournament Edition. Then you have,
that's a valid point,
Street Fighter V Complete, which is Tournament Edition and single-player stuff. You know, and the screenshots
But then you'd have to make them price it different. You know?
You can do that.
Right. But I think what's happening in this day and age is that, why do that? Why have these different releases when you can just send out a patch?
Yeah.
You know?
To me, they should have designated this as Street Fighter V Tournament Edition, because that's all you got. It's the foundations to build off their tournament stuff. And
then people would have complained about that. So, I mean, it's, you know.
People,
I see what you're saying.
It's sunny outside, but, you know.
I know. I mean, I see what you're saying. I don't think that they thought it'd be that viable, because I don't believe that they want to do like an Ultra, a Turbo, and all that, because they'll just send out, you know, a patch or different DLC.
Yeah.
So that if you want to be in the tournament, you have to have the Ultra DLC or the Turbo Ultra DLC or the Turbo Ultra Hyper Alpha DLC.
Yeah, and, you know, there's some valid points about the Street Fighter Alpha series, because that game was packed with modes. Like, and they've slowly been dwindling away from that. Like, people, it's a fighting game. It's not too hard to just kind of throw in a little extra mode. Mortal Kombat has proven that it's great. And there was so much interest when Mortal Kombat came out, and how much NetherRealm has changed that up and made it so good. And if they could just tighten down their controls. I know that they're working on their netcode. I know that it's constantly getting better, but when the game first came out, the netcode was trash. There was somebody, every time I was watching a streamer, every other fight, they'd be bitching about the lag because they're like, you know, they would jump and then they get stuck in midair because the game has started dropping packets, and then they finally catch up and then they fall down. And you know, and that's the one thing you just don't hear on Street Fighter V right now is I
No.
have not seen a whole lot of people, and I've watched a lot of the pro people play on Twitch, and every time they rave about it. They love it. And so
Really, the
it's
only thing I noticed about the server problem was that it wasn't lag.
was
It was you
finding
couldn't even
matches.
log in.
Yeah.
So, but once you logged in, it was fine.
Well, that and then like once you got logged in, it was finding like the matchmaking was
Well,
taking quite.
but that to me is a different problem than lag. Like, I have no problem with matchmaking problems and problems getting in, as long as when you do get in and then the match is made, it works fine.
Oh.
Because that's a different area of bugs.
And then the other point that they did, again, making it a tournament-based game, is that you could set up your preferences as far as your favorite character, the costumes, all that. You set that up before you jumped in online, so that way as soon as you were online, even if you were practicing with a different character, it would pick your favorite stuff and automatically drop you into the match.
I did like that too.
So to me, that was brilliant. I was like, okay, great. So I already know that I'm gonna focus on Ken, just per se. So I'm gonna Ken is my online character, but I really want to work on my M. Bison skill. So while I'm
Right.
waiting for matches, I'm in the training area just practicing around getting M. Bison combos down. But then as soon as I find a match, I'm back in with Ken with all my settings. You don't have to do any of the garbage of picking out your character, going through the co although in tournaments it's going to be different because there is some mind games as far as like waiting for somebody to pick their character and then do you counter pick
Well,
their
yeah.
character. So it kind of does away with that, but it does also make things run a lot faster online, and you can do the mind fuckery, you know, in person. So to me, I'm still glad I'm still very happy that I bought even the collector's edition, because to me that Ryu statue was pretty fucking badass and spot on. And I can still say it's a half of a game. To me, it needed more time in the oven. I get why they did it. I hate that they did it this way. I think it was stupid and bad planning, and they should have.
Yeah, because when I reviewed Mortal Kombat X, I gave it a 9, 9 out of 10. I gave this one a 7, just because it's and but
Because
once it once it's complete, it's most likely going to be that 9 or even higher because it's so much the controls are so much tighter. It's a shame, it really
Because,
is.
and yeah, it's just two vastly different things. There are so many fighting games out there now. You know, there's so many to pick from. And yeah, if you're doing it in the tournament setting, yes, you're going to go with Street Fighter because Capcom is throwing a ton of money into this, trying to make it become a thing, right? Like,
Yeah.
I think their bonus this year is almost $1 million. Last year it was 500 grand. You know, if you could be the
Yeah.
Capcom Pro Tour champion, which, you know,
Makes me
whatever.
wonder if there's gonna be another Marvel versus Capcom.
There's a lot of people that still really like that style game. In fact, if you
I
watch it,
had Marvel versus Capcom too.
yeah. And if you watch any of the tournaments, the biggest question that usually comes up, and maybe it's a joke, maybe it's not, but it's always, when's Mahvel? Mahvel. So, you know, they're vastly different fighting games, though. Marvel versus Capcom is so fast and team-oriented and
Yeah, I can
just.
barely keep up watching the tournaments. Like, yeah, I have no idea what's going
Yeah,
on. Okay, it's over.
even if
Who
you're
won?
even if you're watching on source quality, there's so much glitching going on because that game just moves so fast and there's so much shit happening on screen. I can definitely see them bringing in a Capcom versus Marvel 4 at some point, but I don't think we're going to see that for at least another 2 years while they get this
No,
shit
people
fixed.
will lose their minds when it happens.
Yeah. And hopefully when they do that, they can do something a little bit better than what they've done with the Street Fighter launch,
I mean,
because
I have to say that the fighting game community has. It's really weird how the gaming industry works. Because it's like things just kind of go away and die down. And then people are like, remember this? We missed this. And then they sell it. and it sells millions and millions of people like Prairie Dog. People want that? Like, because, you know, Killer Instinct stuff's coming back. People are excited about Killer Instinct. I'm like, who the fuck cares about Killer Instinct? And people are talking about Tekken. You know, Nintendo's getting into it with the Pokken tournament that they're releasing next month, which actually my son's very, very excited about. And, you know, of course, Nintendo still has it with Super Smash Bros. Wii U. And let's see. I know the Guilty Gear is still a thing, which surprises me.
Oh, that's a big one.
I thought that went away years ago.
Guilty Gear, XRD, I don't know how they say it. It's like Zerd or something like that. But,
Zerd. Zerd.
Yeah, that's like a big, and it's still one of the ones that they constantly, they'll stream at.
What was that, Evo, last year?
But I gotta say, I keep reiterating it, but Twitch has been a fucking godsend for the fighting game community, because it's brought so much
to
more
me,
interest.
It's more entertaining than watching boxing.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you have, when the tournaments start going, Friday's always just this mishmash of all these different types of things. So usually they do team battle, they'll do like build your team, and then you fight through, you know, your characters, and this is all across all different kinds of games. And with streaming becoming so much easier now and people doing it, I mean, at Evo there's like 5 or 6 streams, so you can catch, if you're an anime player, you know, you can watch your Guilty Gear and your Persona, you can get all that in.
I forgot Persona had a fighting game.
Yeah, and it's relatively big. It's not Guilty Gear big, but it's there. You know, Smash generally has its own freaking channel, just because their Smash runs forever, and they go through all the, they go Melee, Brawl, the Smash on Wii U. So if you're a Smash player and you have the GameCube edition was the best, you could do that. You jump on Melee. If you're like, Brawl was the best, well, fuck it. You can play Brawl. You can watch Brawl. So Smash generally at any tournament has its own freaking channel. So that part's great. And then, and then you have Killer Instinct, which is, I find it interesting to watch. I don't know that I really want to play it, because it's a nice big combo. It's like a two-player version, a two-character version of Marvel vs. Capcom, because it's all combos. It's so heavily focused on the combos, and it's ridiculous to see what some of these players can do. Even if you don't like the game, you don't want to play it, it is interesting to see the skills. And I think this is where we're totally way off.
Oh, track, Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
I forgot about Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur, Tekken. But this is where players like Sonic Fox, this is how he makes a lot of money doing fighting games, but he doesn't specialize in one game. That's the key here, is you can't be like, I'm just going to focus on Street Fighter V, because you have such a small chance of being the actual winner of the Capcom Pro Tour. So, I mean, Sonic Fox, he played...
Although he could just concentrate on Mortal Kombat X and be just fine.
Oh, he could, but he does, like, Injustice, he does Mortal Kombat...
I forgot about Injustice.
He does a couple of the anime games, too. And the anime games are great, because they teach you... You have to be so fast and get your input so spot on with those. It's a great way to train for, you know, getting your frame data, frame input perfects. But, anyway, that's... We're on a totally different sidetrack there, but, yeah. Mortal Kombat, solid launch. Street Fighter V... you know, the fighting game community is loving it. That's a great thing.
It's great for tournaments.
It's great for pro players and people that just want to play online. I mean, that part is great. If you're
it just doesn't have the whole package yet.
Yeah, if you're one of those basement people that just want to just play story mode all the time, wait till June or July.
Or play against CPUs. You're gonna have to wait.
Yeah. To me, that is a. That
I can't believe they didn't even do that.
That part really irritates me, is because I just want to, you know, just run me through a character roster and just let me fight them and just get stuff to it. Just that part.
The other thing I can't believe that they didn't account for was rage quitting.
Oh yeah, I saw that, and they're starting to, it's like the most basic thing,
right?
It was somebody.
Like, you never thought about people just rage quitting because they're losing. I mean.
Yeah, I'm losing, I'm out. So if you haven't been up on that one, rage quitting, if you're in a Street Fighter V match online at the current moment, And you're beating the shit out of somebody, and they just like, oh, well, I'm done, and they quit out, aka rage quit. Nothing happens. They don't lose any ranks. You don't gain any ranks. It's just the
It's like it never happened.
fight never happened. Nobody gets any points. Nobody loses points. It just, how they didn't think of this? How? It's like, this is gaming today. Rage quitting is a legit thing. It's something that we all have to deal with now. If you're,
Trying to, yeah, if you're trying to do the online matches, yeah.
So again, don't be a dick. Just let the person kick your ass and let them get their points because that's what you got. It's good player etiquette. Just do it. Just take your beating. It's okay. It's just a fucking video game. This is the thing. You kids these days, you get so pissed off over a fucking video game. It's just a game. There's always a winner and there's always a loser. It's not this. Capcom isn't going to start handing out participation medals. It's not how this works. You either win or you lose. And if you lose, learn from it. What were you doing wrong? What was the other person doing better? Were you just trying to sweep kick like you could have done on Goro back in the old MKX? They just sweep kick. No. People are going to figure that out. Or it's not computer AI.
That's like how I won all my Mortal Kombat 1 matches.
Well, yeah, you can cheese the shit out of Mortal Kombat when you're playing the
Until the
CPU.
CPU is actually like, wait, I'll block. I'm like, oh, damn it. He found me out. I got nothing.
All right, I'll jump kick. All right, that works. Oh, but yeah, Mortal Kombat when that came out, full package, great game. And if you still haven't got it and you like Mortal Kombat, it's definitely the one to get. Just do it, pick it up. I think you can even get one now that includes the like
Well,
Goro
they're
and
about to. I don't know if it's released yet, but the XL edition that's going to have like all the DLC content.
The one thing we haven't addressed is Street Fighter V on PC. It's a thing. It's there. Sadly, people are finding that you really can't play with your controllers anymore because
Oh,
they
right,
did.
that they didn't account for input support. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. And another
Do they
round.
really think people are going to play this PC with their mouse and keyboard? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. I was just like, really? Really? They didn't account for this? And I think they're patching it in. I don't know if that patch has come
Yes.
out, but you
Not yet, I don't
know,
think,
it's like
but.
rage quit. You know, how the two like, hey, we're gonna play on PC, but fuck your controllers. Keyboard warriors for the win. And NetherRealm
Talk
is
about
just
button mashing.
and then you got NetherRealm who's just like, yeah, fuck PC. We're done. So
Yeah.
there's nothing coming up. So if you like Mortal Kombat on the PC, which I think their net code on PC was even worse than what it is on consoles.
I don't even know if it even worked that well. I mean,
Yeah, it
Warner
was.
Brothers has a horrible track record on PC. If you need proof, Mortal Kombat X and then Batman Arkham Knight.
So, just play it on console because Street Fighter V is on PC, and I know that a couple of the big time FGC players really like Street Fighter on PC and wish that more people played it there. But I think they did it there because the net code was a little bit better, so there was a little less lag. But the
But
console
you don't
version
need a
is
super powerful machine
no.
for Street Fighter V, though. It's not like you're missing out on particle effects, you know? I mean,
And maybe the screen door isn't on the PC. I don't know. I didn't buy it on PC.
maybe if you have the 4K monitor, there's
Yeah.
not the screen door effect.
But yeah. Capcom, please stop letting us down. Please stop.
Good
Please
effort, though, Capcom.
take some time when you're in your boardroom and go, "When should this game come out?" Go, "Is it going to be complete? Is it going to be a full package? Or are we just going to release this half-ass thing that people are just going to complain to us about?"
Do the Valve thing. It'll release when it's done.
Yeah, do the Valve, do the Blizzard thing. The game is out when it's out. I get that you have tournaments to run, but you can figure this out. You can, give people what they want.
You could have put out Street Fighter 4 for a little while longer. People
Yeah.
would not have.
Been too
People
terribly
would
heartbroken.
have been okay. They really would have.
Yeah. So, and the internet, stop bitching about review scores. It's just a fucking ancillary number that somebody said, this is what the game is worth, and you know what? Some people can say, and when they finally complete it, this game is well deserving of this. Some people are just like, this is what it is now. So stop being so hateful. Jesus. It's just a score. It's just a number. It's not like the Holy Bible of all things gaming that because Carrie gave it a 7, you should shit all over because you think it was worth a 7.5. Well, then think it's a 7.5.
Here's a funny fact about reviews. They're subjective.
Yes, exactly. And what one person...
If you know how to write an objective review, go for it. Show me how it's done.
Yeah. So, anyway.
What you been playing besides Street Fighter?
Fallout 4. So that way I could finish it. The guide's done. I'm ready to review it. It won't be this week. I promise it will be next week within the first couple days because I've been on the road. And so we had to delay our podcast even because I was on the road yesterday.
Well, we might even have two reviews then next week.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I'm pretty much done with Marvel, Lego Marvel's Avengers.
Yay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give my guide a B.
A B?
A B minus.
A B minus.
No, wait. We decided to change our rating system to Sparkly Unicorn Poops. So it's
you decided.
I'm gonna give it 4.5 Sparkly Unicorn Poops. Rainbow.
4.5 out of 7?
Oh, 20. Let's just go with that. It's a review score, right? So we gotta give the internet something to bitch about, so no. But yes, the Fallout 4 guide will be coming. A video review will be coming out. I'm not going to really tell you the score. I can tell you that it's a pretty solid guide. And it's well worth whatever the money that they're charging, especially this collector's edition. I don't know if there's any other editions, but...
There is.
Yeah. Go for the collector's edition because it's pretty badass, all the little stuff that they get in. Anyway, so Fallout 4, Street Fighter 5. I've also been playing Road Warrior, so yay.
Which is a real-life game.
Yeah. And Texas Hide and Seek, which is another real-life game.
So in addition to Lego Marvel's Avengers, which I'm in the last hub right now, which is Manhattan, which of course is the largest hub. I'm just like, oh, I don't want to go through this, but I have to.
Think of the platinum. I mean, you're a trophy horse, so think of the platinum.
I know. The guide is pretty good. I already think I know it, but I'm going to give it because I have a couple of criticisms, and that's all that I'm going to say right now. And then I've been playing for work a game I think you would like called We Are the Dwarves, which is a real-time strategy game on PC. And it's probably one of the most hardcore of hardcore real-time strategy games I've played in a long time. Like my boss, he's like, well, how do you like it? I was like, I fucking hate it. He goes, really? Is it bad? I'm like, no, it's really good, but I fucking hate it.
Because
basically the way that I described it, I said it is real-time strategy plus micromanagement plus CRPG elements equals carry rage quits. So.
You gotta get your actions per minute down to like 220. Come on, carry.
Oh my god, do you ever? Because it's shit. Oh man, like I'm not used to like in the tutorial section dying 5 times. It's just like wow. Okay, there's. No hand holding. It is you are thrown to the wolves, and you better get your shit down.
Come on, Carrie. You gotta start channeling that inner Asian in you. You got to do it, man. It's how you win these RTSs.
And then, you know, to have to get down, it's like, okay, so your armor is damaged, so you have to like fix it. But then you also have to save your resources if you want to upgrade it to do this and this. And then think about how your different characters have these different abilities with their armor. I'm like, oh god, I can't do this. It's too much.
Carrie, you have 3 monitors, all right? You can easily have a spreadsheet up on one monitor that tells you all the little nuances that you need. Come on, Carrie.
Okay, you know what? That's not fun for me. I'm sure people out there are like, this is the best thing ever because they love stuff that's that hardcore. But no, not me. It's very pretty. I'll say that. It's very, very pretty. It's just not, like, and I haven't played a real-time strategy game in so long, but I mean, I agreed to review because, like, well, it's not your typical real-time strategy. I was like, oh, okay, so it's not like, you know, Homeworld. No, it's harder than Homeworld.
Oh, world, I need to play you some more.
I mean, it's almost like if XCOM was matched up with a real-time strategy.
So I've
Just
downplayed
because all the
StarCraft.
micromanaging you have to do in XCOM and all the decisions you have to make. And I say it's got CRPG elements because of the way that you can kind of level up the character with how you level up the suit, and there's a pause button, which is weird to have in a real-time strategy, but there is a pause button so you can determine the attacks that you make. And dear God.
Sounds like a lovely streaming friendly game, because then you have the no pause runs where you just play it without pausing, and then you have the pause runs. I
I
like
don't know
this.
if you I don't know how you could play this without pausing. This is too goddamn hard.
There are streamers out there that would happily accept that challenge. They
All
will.
right, then you know what? When this game releases on Friday, I will look for these people and watch how they play.
Was it an early access game, or is it just a
No, I got a review code. Yeah, it's releasing Friday.
That would be tomorrow, maybe today, whenever I get this up, because
I think the video embargoes is today, so there may be some streamers up today.
I'll have to actually jump on Twitch after this and see. We
It's called We
are.
Are the Dwarves.
I will search that out and see if somebody's streaming
Yeah, I
it.
may have to watch some of that too. Be like, how much did I suck? Oh, a lot.
I wonder, Lyric usually streams a lot of random games. I wonder if he's streaming it. We'll have to check that out. But, We Are the Dwarves. Rage quit for carry. Probably Excel spreadsheet for me.
It's just a matter of what you look for in a game. Like I was telling Blake and my boss this week that because I think BioWare tweeted out, who would want a Dragon Age tactics game? And my response is, oh fuck no, I hate turn-based tactical games. No, don't do that. And Chris Blake and Urosh were like, oh my god, this is like the best thing ever. Like, I hate you all.
Oh, carry, carry, carry. All right.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Take us home, carry.
Yeah, I guess I will. Okay, you can subscribe to us on YouTube so you can get all these lovely videos in your emails. It includes our unboxing videos, our video reviews, and this wonderful vidcast all directly into your email. Or you can listen to us. We're on iTunes. We're in the process of getting on Google Play when they release their podcast system. And of course, you can find us all on Twitter. I am at Crunchy Chocobo. Chris is at Starvin, and the site is at Strategy Reviews. And of course, we ask that you keep on reading strategyguidereviews.com. Thank you so much for watching and listening.
Yay. And
Yeah.
as far as unboxings, I got my Deadpool and Marvel collector card unbox.
It's awesome. It's a great box.
I hope so, because Marvel collector card is on my list of, like, it might be time to cancel that and try out something new, so. Aww. Oh, he's so cute.
I know.
Aww.
He's so cute.
Oh, Deadpool. And with that, we would like to remind you once again, don't be a dick on the internet. Just stop it. Just quit being dicks. Just enjoy video games. It's what we do. They're entertainment. So stop being a dick. And with that, we're out. Peace!